Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, we're back with Rupert Ami of Careers Inc. And Rupert, where you had transitioned two people who you had brought in from over many years, and you basically then got out of Careers Inc. But there's another company that you started. Tell us about this other company and where you stand and where you see yourself, you know, right now in terms of Careers Inc. and this other company, where you see yourself heading.
Well, you know, right now as I transition out of Careers Inc. and when we finish this process that has not finished yet, but will definitely, I decided about 5 years ago in opening another company because I saw the necessity. It's called Career Transitions Inc., a play on the same name of careers. But in this terminology is career, singular, and Transitions Inc. being the services that we can offer to executives that are in the transitions. And looking at Careers Inc., we are hiring executives. What happens to those executives that leave? I had been in that situation how many times, Jorge?
About six, I would say, just offhand.
But I helped myself, and I think there was, I don't know if he's because of my own personal situation, but I seeing what was happening in Puerto Rico and seeing the amount of executives that are being transitioned because of plant closings, downsizing, you know, there are a lot of great talent that we don't want to lose to the states in this flow of talent. So I opened the company. We hired, I hired Vivian Fortuna as our general manager. She's also a stockholder. And I kept as stockholders also two of my stockholders from Careers Inc., Ruth Gonzalez and Clara and Carla Dello. Why? These are people that are going to be helping even career transitions because they have the contacts, they have the network. And we put together Career Transitions Inc. I'm the majority stockholder, and that company is just doing marvelous. But we're not just doing outplacement and career transitions for executives. We're also doing coaching,
right?
Executive coaching. We're doing training and development. We brought the Harvard Negotiation Tools and Techniques seminar that are from Harvard University. We're bringing them down to Puerto Rico through a partnership we made with an Argentinian firm that has the rights.
Yeah, I know that
CMI.
Firm. I know that firm. Well.
And, you know, we're doing great. So that company is doing very well. I'm president of that, and I'm chairman of the board of Careers Inc. until we transition out.
Let me ask you this question. You
know, sure.
You both as a CEO of this company that since Jerry DeMoss recruited you, you've been heading until you just sold a few years ago, and then this new company, you're still maintaining a CEO. So both as a CEO of this company that's been multiplying and been very, very successful, the biggest in terms of executive hiring and now training, and as a person that recruits CEOs, in fact, my family firm uses you. We're now on our third CEO that we're recruiting.
God
bless
you.
Tomorrow we start to be doing the ones that we have whittled down to about six. So we've used you very successfully. But as you do both in your own role as CEO and your role as recruiting CEOs for other people and seeing where people have gone wrong and done well, etc. What are the key factors that you see in really an outstanding CEO that is successful? What do you see people looking for? What do you look for? And where do you see they fall down in terms of things where they could do better at?
That's a
big question.
That's
I know.
A big question, Jorge. You know, it's you know, those are, I can't say that there's something specific. Everyone is different. You know, we're dealing with human beings here. But, you know, every time I see something in an executive and when we sit down and interview someone for a very senior position, the things that really impress me the most are their soft skills. What do they bring? Because they all have their experiences in management, their diplomas, their engineering, their Harvard, their Yale, their MIT, their University of Puerto Rico, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the soft skills. And what impresses me the most really is how a person can talk to you and look you in the eye, mm-hmm. The maneuverability of this person being able to capture your attention, just in an interview. He's interviewing, or you're interviewing him for a possible position, but you feel excited about having the guy there.
Right.
And it could be a lady as well.
It's a kind of intangible leadership and enthusiasm.
It comes out,
it's hard
to
put
verbal.
The finger on it.
Yeah, it's the enthusiasm as soon as they walk in the door. That they say hi to you, that they grip your hand firmly, that they're looking you in the eye. They'll sit down. They're pleased to be here. They make you feel happy that you invited them.
Right.
You know, and I've always told executives, even senior executives, when we sit down and we're trying to prepare them for an interview, and you can't prepare anyone except tell them this is who you're going to be meeting. But I always tell them, you know, take it easy. Feel at ease. Just picture yourself walking into their living room, and you're meeting these people, and you're going to get to know them, and they're going to get to know you. Be who you are.
Yeah, relax.
All right,
yeah,
relax.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so easier said than done, Jorge. Some people just do not. I've seen exceptional executives from a curriculum standpoint just fall apart in a panel interview. Sometimes you've got six tremendo ejecutivos entrevistando a la vez. You know, that, you know, it's not easy, but come on. How many situations in life haven't you had when you have five or six people asking you questions, you
right,
know?
Right.
You can be asking for a loan. You can be going to get a license. You can, you know, whatever it is, life's giving you the opportunity to, you know, to become, develop yourself,
right.
And become better at what you do. So really, I think his verbal skills, communication skills, is tantamount to any great leader. If you don't have it, you're going to have a problem. You've heard many times, oh, this guy's a brain, but he can't have a conversation with anyone. Thank God he has so-and-so working with him, you know.
Right.
So, you know, a true leader has to have, I think, a basket of many goods. You know, I think he has to be a great listener. Sometimes the great talkers talk too much, and they've got great people they don't listen to. I think you have to listen. I think you have to step back sometimes. I think you have to let your people question even the greatest ideas, and sometimes you don't have them. So it's a balancing act, really, of listening, of accepting, of being able to communicate. I think everyone likes to see a happy person walk in the morning. I make it a point to walk in every day. I don't know if this, according to our labor laws, is what you should do, but I do it, and, you know, God forbid, I hope that nothing happens to me, but every morning I walk in and I kiss and hug everyone in this office, and I talk about their kids and how are you doing, and by name and everything.
As long as you're not selective.
No, I'm not selective. I do it to everyone. And to me, that's part of my hello, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And when I forget someone, or I'm not in the best of mood because I'm a human being, and I might be troubled with something, I walk in, I say hi very generally, they'll come in and say, what's happened? I didn't get my hug today.
Right.
So, you know, people notice these things.
Right, right.
And the fact that you take time to talk to them, that you know who they are. We go out of our way here in the office to have a lot of social activities with the whole company and their family, and we bring them together, be Thanksgiving, the holidays, Christmas parties that are in my house. We bring everyone, 30, 40 people. And I think you have to relate to each and every one of them. When someone has a problem in the office, you try to help them with that problem. You just don't pass it by.
Right.
It's easier in a smaller company. I know in large companies, these things don't apply. But in our company, and in my case, I've been fortunate to have small companies. Maybe that's why, you know, I've been able to develop myself over the years. They have not been large companies. I have always, it's really incredible that the last two companies, Public Relations Group and the Advertising, where I worked for 10 years, and this company, I just celebrated my 24th anniversary. So in the last 34 years, the companies that I've worked for, the majority have been women. I'm one of two men in this company, and in the last company, Fernando and I were one of two men for many years, although we brought in some men over the years. And I think that's maybe given me some sexto y octavo sentido que tienen las mujeres.
Yeah, they're better at soft skills than
well,
we are.
You know, and I think I've learned something from right, those soft
right,
skills.
Right.
You know, I'm very sensitive to many things, and I think it's opened my ears to listen to things some other people might not listen to. But this is a people organization, and we're dealing with people. So, you know, when I see someone that is exciting and that can, in an interview session, just leaves me floored, to me, that's someone I will not forget soon, you know, because this doesn't happen that often.
Well, I'm interviewing Rupert Amie of Careers, and an experience that we're having that right now in Puerto Rico, and, you know, to a certain extent, you have to be suffering the talent that's leaving Puerto Rico. And we're not being able to retain. How do you see that? What can we do to change that around? I know it's economic development.
I know it's
partly getting the kinds of challenges for these young people that we need to give them. But do you have any words of wisdom in terms of able to retain this great talent that we're losing?
No, unfortunately, I don't have the secret ingredient for that answer, for that question. I just think that it's a combination of many things. We have one thing going for us, though. Above and beyond having a thriving economy that will bring these kids back and the executives back, I think we have something that we sometimes tend to forget. And I see it in the executives that I'm dealing with today. There is a large executive pool in Puerto Rico still. So I don't care what the economists are saying, that our talent is gone and it's a major problem. I'm filling all the positions that can be given to me. I don't have that problem.
Right.
I don't have to go anywhere else to look for executives. They're here.
They're here and they're good.
And they're excellent and they want to stay here. I think we have one thing that is helping bringing executives eventually back, even though we don't have a thriving economy, to consider Puerto Rico. And it's the family ties, and you know that better than anyone else.
Right. Some people
family
stay,
is a big ingredient in the livelihood of many people. Some are executives that might want to leave, and they might go for 2 or 3 years, get experience, but they'll come back. They'll come back because they have their family ties.
Well,
you have your father, you have your mother, you have your grandparents. Tú lo conoces. In Christmas time, there's no place like Puerto Rico. You know, it is an island culture that is very our own, and it draws its kids back maybe 2 or 3 times a year, but they'll come back. And as we continue our economic development, obviously these ingredients are going to be helping us keep these kids here.
Well, we have a challenge ahead of us, Rupert, and we're running out of time. And I want to thank you for joining
pleasure.
Me in my program. I want to thank you for excellent ideas that you have. I want to thank you for a great career. That's not a pun. I guess that is a pun. A great
a
career.
Pun. I appreciate hearing it from you.
And that's quite an honor. Thank you. And the best wishes.
So thank you very much. We'll be in touch.
We'll hopefully have you back and have other people from your firm
more
back
than
in
happy,
my program.
More than happy to participate in your program.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.